Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to Church Lady Now. I am Brother Grant, and I am your co-host this evening. Today's teaching is Faith That Pleases God. This evening, we're going to look at faith from the perspective of pleasing God. The Bible says, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according to God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." Romans 12:3. This measure of faith is a spiritual gift which has been given to every man and woman in the body of Christ. Now, what is faith? Faith is relying on someone or something. Today, we're talking about relying on God, based on what he has said in the Word. Faith is about reliability. We hold that God is bigger than any of our circumstances, and that means the good and the bad. Real faith goes beyond belief into reliance for direction. The truth of our omnipresent, all-knowing God knows what we need, but sometimes we think we know better. You and I know how to get the right answers with our logic, but not necessarily the right outcomes. In Proverbs 3:6, the Bible tells us so. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and not to lean on our understanding. Proverbs 3:6. Today, we're going to learn about how to develop our faith to please God. Before we get into life-changing teaching, I want to tell you a little bit about our ministry. Now, about us. Church Lady has been broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio since 2013, and currently we have 108 Spirit-filled published episodes or teachings available for your listening and learning. You can go into the Blog Talk Radio library at any time and listen to our past programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In our first year, we covered knowing God. The second year, we focused on what and who is the man Jesus. And this year, we're focusing on knowing the Holy Spirit and the role he wants to play in our lives today. To help you access our recent Blog Talk Radio programs, we have links on our Facebook pages, which are Artist Oliver Church Lady and Church Lady Ministries. So we have two Facebook pages. And for our visual listeners, you can view what our teaching snippets are from our outreach work at the Seattle Union Gospel Mission on YouTube under Artist Oliver Church Lady. Now, Church Lady Ministries is a fully tax-exempt 501c3 ministry. That means that all Church Lady donations or donations to the Church Lady Ministries are tax-deductible. And you can partner with us to share the good news of the gospel and to help the less fortunate. Our ministry is good soil to sow your financial seeds of giving to support the teaching of the gospel and to serve the less fortunate. Now, we provide tax donation receipts for all donations over $250 as required by law. And upon request, we will provide receipts for donations under $250. So to support our ministry, please send your check or money order to Church Lady Ministries at 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409. Now, our ministry story is brief. Here at Church Lady Ministries, we do two things. We teach the Bible to all people, and we serve the less fortunate, which includes homeless people, as well as men, women, and children in our local shelters and children in third world countries. Our mission at Church Lady Ministry, we are called to present the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to those who are bound. Isaiah 61:1. The Church Lady is the Northwest's leading anointed practical Bible teacher and an international evangelist with a prophetic anointing to help people to develop their own relationship with Jesus Christ and to experience the Holy Spirit. Church Lady loves God, and she loves to see people filled with God's Holy Spirit and leading a victorious, Spirit-filled life. Minister Artist Oliver, also known as Church Lady, earned her master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington. In addition, she has traveled internationally with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Russia, and Korea. Now, on your computer screen, you will see scrolling across either your smartphone, tablet, or computer screen inspirational clip art related to today's topic, as well as our ministry contact information. So please enjoy those that are viewing. This year, we have expanded our Christmas Shoebox program to serve children in third world countries. And the holiday spirit of giving is upon us. And this year, we're focusing on giving a shoebox full of gifts to 100 children in third world countries. Last year, we served 6 children, and this was a big project for us. But this year, we cannot do this project without your help. A shoebox includes a wow gift, and that's a gift a kid sees and goes, wow. Also, paper, pencil, colored pencils, stickies, paper clips, toothpaste, toothbrush, bars of soap, winter hats, socks, hard candy, and other personal hygiene essentials for young children and teenagers. The shoeboxes are divided into 2 groups: very young children, boys or girls, and older children, boys or girls. So the gifts are somewhat specific as to their sex. We want to give you an update on our project, and with your donations, our ministry resources have put together 100 shoeboxes of gifts for boys or girls, and it costs $7 for a box to be mailed overseas. Now, these boxes are shipped in bulk, but the overall cost is $7 per box, which means at a minimum we need $700 to pay the mailing and shipping costs for our 100 shoeboxes. And to date, we've raised about $390. So at a minimum, we need to raise $700 to cover the shipping costs. And some of you have not sent in your donations as of yet. But the good news is it's not too late to do so. Originally, we were asking our ministry friends and partners to make a one-time holiday donation in the amount of $20. And our goal was to raise $2,000 for Samaritan's Purse Shoebox Project to help fund Bible training for children who received the gifts. You can still give, and our donation page is still open. 100% of the donation you give will go directly to Samaritan's Purse Shoebox Program. To make a donation, you can go to our Facebook page where you can find a link to our Samaritan's Purse fundraiser page. So you go into the Church Lady Ministries page, you click on the Church Lady's picture, that will take you to Samaritan's Purse, and you can fill in the form and make a donation. So just click on the picture of the Church Lady, and that will take you to our page. And we have received several $100 so far, but much more is needed to reach our goal. So please make your donation today. And if you have any questions, you can call me at area code 253-472-6213 Monday through Thursday. Now, partnerships. In addition to our Church Lady Christmas outreach, we have an ongoing partnership program. And we invite you to become a Church Lady Ministry partner for $9.99 a month, or $119.88 for a year. And this is good soil to sow your financial seed. As you know, we are a 501c3 institution, so you can partner with us and help us teach the gospel and serve the less fortunate. To make a partner donation to this ministry, please send a check or money order to Church Lady Ministries at 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409. And if you need any further information, as I said, you can call. That information will be again at the end of our program. The Church Lady Ministries is a Spirit-filled ministry, and we operate under the influence, power, and fruit of the Holy Spirit for the purpose of providing Bible teaching to all people and to serve the less fortunate. And now that I've given you an introduction to today's teaching, our ministry background, and information on how you can sow your financial seeds, let us get ready for today's Bible teaching. Faith that pleases God. So let us welcome the Church Lady. And good afternoon, Church Lady, and happy Thanksgiving.
Good afternoon, Brother Grant. Thank you for that awesome introduction, and happy Thanksgiving to you also.
Now we are ready for our teaching right after I say you are very welcome.
Thank you so much. Well, hey, everybody, I am super excited about today's program. You know, in Christendom, we spend a lot of time talking about what we want God to do for us. But today, we're going to learn what we can do to please God. Today's teaching is not for the infants. This is meat for those of us who want to grow in our relationship with God. Good afternoon, listeners. How are you doing? I pray that this Thanksgiving season, that we all take a minute to reflect on the goodness of God in our lives. Amen? It is also my prayer for each of you that the mercy of God blanket each household on Thanksgiving Day. And as always, it is my prayer that everything that concerns you lines up with the will of God for your life. In my heart of hearts, I know that everyone listening to this program is ready for more. We are all saying there must be more to Christianity than going to church on Sunday and maybe Wednesday. Beloved, there is. It is called the ministry unto the Lord, or pleasing God with our lives. Our topic today is faith that pleases God, or we could say a life that pleases God. What is faith? Faith is generally a confidence or trust in a person or thing, or faith in another's ability. So how do we get faith? Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." The word of God is the source of spiritual growth. Faith is about spiritual growth. Here's the background for today's lesson. The Bible tells us that to each man it is given a measure of faith. That's Romans 12:3. Did you know the Bible records the names of men of faith? Men who had faith that pleased God? Today we're going to look at four men who pleased God. They are Abraham, Abel, Enoch, and David. Abraham, in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 21, the Bible says, "Well, our ancestor Abraham pleased God by putting his son Isaac on the altar to sacrifice him." Now you see how Abraham's faith and deeds worked together. He proved that his faith was real by what he did. This is what the scripture means by saying Abraham had faith in God and God was pleased with him. That's how Abraham became a friend of God. The offering of a sacrifice was an Old Testament practice. For us today, Jesus is the final sacrifice, so we don't need to bring a sacrifice to God. The second man of the Bible that we're going to look at is Abel. Abel offered God a sacrifice in the right spirit, and he trusted in the Lord. That's Psalms 4:5. The third man that we're going to look at is Enoch. Enoch walked faithfully with God. Then he was no more because God took him away. Genesis 5:24. Walked faithfully with God and God took him away. Enoch escaped death. And then we have David. God raised up David to be the king of Israel, of whom he testified and said, this is God talking now, I have found in David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart, who will do all my will. That's Acts 13:22. We learn from these great men of faith that faith and deeds go hand in hand. Giving in the right spirit matters to God. A faithful walk is rewarded, and doing the will of God touches his heart. So let's get into our text. The Bible tells us what is pleasing to God. The Bible tells us to have faith in God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. That's Hebrews 11:6. Now, during Enoch's life, the world was an evil place. However, Enoch chose to walk with God. And that pleased God. He knew ungodly acts would result in an ungodly walk. Enoch believed God and what God said, which pleased God. Have you ever heard someone describe a fellow believer as so spiritually minded, they are no earthly good? That phrase is biblically incorrect. I do not want you to be ignorant. The Bible says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can it be. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. That's Romans 8:6-8. When we put our faith in Jesus Christ to save us, we are pleasing to God. Jesus is our example. In the book of Matthew 17:5, the Bible says, and this is God talking, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. You and I should hear all that Jesus said and follow him according to Scripture. Jesus pleased God. God has a will for each of us. We know what his will is by knowing his desires, plans, and commands. They're all written in the Bible. God will make us complete for every good work to do his will. That's key. God will make us complete for every good work to do his will and work with us to be pleasing in his sight. We don't have to do this thing on our own. That's Hebrews 13:21. Everything that we need to know about pleasing God is written in the Bible. We can study the Bible, attend a Bible class, take an online Bible class, or listen to this program weekly to learn the will of God. In addition, we can pray and ask God for understanding of His Word and His will. There is also a sacrifice of praise, which is pleasing to God. Hebrews 13, 15 through 16, which says, "Therefore, by Him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the first fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. But do not forget to do good and to share, for such sacrifices, God is well pleased with." God wants us to give thanks with our lips and to show love by doing good. Without faith, we cannot please God. Elijah was a great man of God who lived to please God. However, he made some big mistakes. He ran from trouble and became depressed because trouble was overtaking him. At one time, he was so low, he asked God to kill him. That's 1 Kings 19. God gave him 3 direct audible commands, which are found in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 19, verses 15 through 16. Elijah only did one of the 3 things God asked him to do. Check this out. In spite of his behavior, God took him to heaven. God took him to heaven while his servant, Elisha, was looking on. Elisha went to heaven in a chariot of fire. The God that we serve is a God of grace. By faith, you and I invite God into our lives. And by faith, we allow His Holy Spirit into our lives. Faith takes us straight to God. It is our divine connector. God is everywhere, even though we do not see Him. Faith in God propels us into the spiritual realm, where God lives, which is far more real and powerful than our natural realm. God is spirit. The spiritual world dominates the natural world. God is the God of the heaven and the earth. That's Acts chapter 17, verse 24. God made the world and everything in it. He is the Lord of heaven and earth. Faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we see. Assurance about what we see. That's Hebrews 11, 1, which says, "And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him." Faith acknowledges that God is absolute. "Thou shalt have no other God before Me." Faith says God does exist, and I believe that He rewards those who seek Him earnestly. Faith and belief go hand in hand. You cannot have one without the other. You cannot please God unless you have faith and belief that results in seeking Him. When we have faith in God, we trust Him. When we do not trust God, when we do not trust God with our lives, we do not honor Him. Unbelief is a stumbling block that keeps all of us from reaching our spiritual potential. Doubt and worry have a tendency to occupy the space where we should have faith and truth in God and trust in God. You and I get to decide every day, are we going to trust God or are we going to walk in fear? God has an operating system, and he demands the best in everything we do, not just on Sundays. When we trust God, we rise above our human mediocrity and live to glorify God. Faith in God through Jesus Christ is the Christian foundation upon which we live. When we trust God, he is pleased and we exalt him. In summary, faith in God is pleasing to God. Abraham, Abel, Enoch, and David pleased God. From these men, we learn the following. Faith and deeds go hand in hand. Giving to God with the right spirit matters. We learn faith and deeds go hand in hand, and giving to God with the right spirit matters. We learn that God rewards the faithful. And lastly, that doing his will touches his heart. Jesus is our example. We should know the teachings of Jesus and apply them to our lives. The Bible tells us how to please God through his word. God makes us pleasing in his sight. That's Hebrews 13:21. From the book of Proverbs, we learn when a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Proverbs 16:7. Now, the application for today's teaching. Okay, so how do we apply today's teaching? Beloved, consider the ways that are available to us to study the Word of God so that we may develop and become more mature. Here's some suggestions. Listen to Church Lady Now once per week on Wednesdays or on demand. Listen to the Bible on DVD or CD or tape on the way to work in the morning or on the way to work or on the way home in the evening. Attend church on Sunday and Sunday school. Attend Bible class on Wednesday. Take an online Bible class through a reputable local Bible college. Purchase and read a one-year Bible designated to take you through the entire Bible in 1 year. In concluding, beloved, God is pleased with you and me. Continue to have quiet time with God every day and pray. Continue to attend church and Bible study. Our relationship with God is not a to-do list. Reading the Bible more and praying more does not please God. God is infinitely pleased with you and me, not because of what we do, but because of what Jesus did. Pleasing God should be the desire of every Christian. Here's an example that will bring the point home. There was a young high school girl named Robin. She took a class at school, and on the first day of class, the teacher gave out the class expectations. Robin freaked out and went home to tell her parents they needed to talk to her teacher and have her removed from the class. In response to her fear, her dad met with the teacher. The teacher did not want Robin to drop out of the class, so she offered to give Robin an A from the first day of class. Robin was given an A without doing anything, but she still was required to do the homework, attend class, participate in discussions, and take tests. Robin agreed to accept the instructor's offer. At the end of the semester, the teacher found that Robin did A work anyway. Well, the moral of the story is the teacher removed the fear of failure for Robin, and in response, Robin excelled. Well, God has removed the fear of failure for you and I. He is pleased with us. However, beloved, we can excel at pleasing God. It is not based on fear or legalism. It is based on a desire to please the one that we love. This concludes today's teaching. And now let's go back to Brother Grant.
Thank you, Church Lady. And listeners, it is time for our perpetual prayer. Today we received a wonderful teaching. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. As we have often said, this year we are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is and the role he wants to play in our lives today. And this is our 38th teaching in the series of titled, Come Holy Spirit. Now remember, we have just entered into our giving season, and we will shortly enjoy Thanksgiving. So this is good soil for you to cast your financial seeds. We invite you to become a Church Lady Partner Ministry Partner for $9.99 a month or $119.88 a year. And we also have this great opportunity for you to participate in mission work to serve children in third world countries who live in poverty throughout the world. This holiday season, which is the season of giving, is upon us. And this year we're focused on helping children in third world countries. We're asking all of our ministry friends and partners to help make a holiday donation in the amount of $20. And we will put together 100 shoeboxes for gifts with boys and girls. Our original deadline has been extended, and we need your help to pay for the shipping costs for the 100 boxes. It is not too late for you to give, and 100% of your donation will be used to fund the emailing and mailing of 100 shoeboxes to Samaritan's Purse. A shoebox includes a wow gift, paper, pencil, toothpaste, toothbrushes, hair combs, and other personal essentials. And you can help us make a difference in the lives of children in third world countries who live in poverty. And anything you can do will help. As I said, we're a 501c3 ministry, and we provide donation slips if you require them for tax purposes. You can also make a donation, and you can send us a check or money order to Church Lady Ministries at 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409, or you can call us at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now, you can follow us on social media and like us. And our social media information is as follows. One, you can go to Blog Talk Radio. Our program name is Church Lady Now. And you can listen every Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time and follow us. We also have two Facebook pages. One is Artist Oliver Church Lady. Our second is Church Lady Ministries. And you can inbox us with a message, like, and follow us. Or you can email us at churchladyministries@gmail.com. So thank you for joining Church Lady Now. And please join us next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time as we are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is, and the role he wants to play in our lives today. So, again, thank you for joining Church Lady Now, and this is Brother Grant saying, have a blessed day and happy Thanksgiving.